touched me. He looked at me and stared. Yes, he bumped me. My heart was unprepared when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch, now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a...
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha, and Eric the Great. Kathleen is on assignment. What song is this, Mr. Joseph?
I can hear the bells.
I didn't say sing it. Oh. I said what song is it?
It's I Can Hear the Bells.
All right, sing it.
Can you hear the bells, Dave?
I can. The Wedding Bells.
Oh, yes.
The Wedding Bells Blues. Remember that one?
Yes.
You do?
I'm sure I remember. Yes.
You didn't remember Swinging on a Star.
Just because I don't remember one doesn't mean I don't remember the others.
You are quite correct. Yes.
I can hear the bells because you know what? It's almost time
for the Sedona International Film Festival. Joining us right now is Executive Director Patrick Schweiss. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, good, Dave. How are you doing, man?
We are good. Boy, we miss you. We've been going to the festival, reporting on it for years now, and I got to tell you, you are tremendous. You are the reason it's so good, along with your staff, and the Sedona International Film Festival is truly one of the best festivals I have ever been to.
Well, thank you. We love having you guys up here, and I was actually just enjoying your whole hairspray thing. And
that was
going on.
Yes.
See, he enjoyed the singing.
Maybe we need to have you all up here entertaining the troops here at the festival.
Hey, we could do that. That'd be a lot of fun. And I think last year we did bring down a broadcast on another station, but it was a lot of fun and interviewed Rosalind Kine. Who else did we interview? Elliot Gould. You had a bunch of cool people, and you always do. And tell us about this year. What's on tap?
Well, we're very excited. We got a couple things on tap. We're continuing in our music vein. You know, last year and the year before, we opened with a concert, which was wonderful. So Chicago opened the show for us last year. Larry Dunn, Earth, Wind & Fire did it the year before.
That's right.
And this year, we got Bruce Hornsby coming with his band, The Noisemakers.
That's awesome.
So exciting.
And we're really excited about that. Bruce does a lot of music soundtracks for movies and things. He composes a lot. He's, of course, a 3-time Grammy winner.
Yeah.
And he does all of Spike Lee's scoring of his movies.
Oh, really?
Good friends back in Williamsburg, Virginia. So there's a really nice film festival fit for him. So we're going to have his concert on February 18th, and the incredible Michael Feinstein is coming with his trio at the end of the festival on February 24th. So we tie in some music there, too, with his Ira Gershwin program and his tribute to music in the movies. So we're really excited about adding some of those components into it, in addition to the 160 films from around the world, award-winning films from around the world.
I tell you, I always have such great films. It's so hard to pick a winner usually, right?
It is. It's very hard. You know, we depend on our audience for a lot of that, and they vote. You know, we do have the director's choice that we all pick, and that is the hardest thing to pick on the planet because they're all in the festival for a reason, and it's hard to pick which ones of those that we all think are the best deserve the top honors. So we like to think of them all as winners.
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, when I first heard, before I went for my first time and I heard it was a 10-day film festival, I thought, wow, 10 days, we're going to be able to watch all the film. Heck no. You're nonstop watching films from morning until night. There's just so many good ones that it's hard to choose between, and you have to ask other film goers, and you have to hope you can get tickets to some of them because they sell out so fast. But it's so wonderful as I'm looking through some of your past festival winners, looking back at 2016, Director's Choice Awards, the Audience Choice Awards. I mean, like you mentioned, Chicago, that concert was phenomenal. And then, of course, seeing now more than ever with the history of Chicago, that was the best of the festival for the Audience Choice Awards. And now, you know, then it played on CNN, and just incredible experience for anyone, even if you're not a film buff. This is such a fantastic experience in such a phenomenal place. And it's like Sedona is taken over by the film festival and people that are going to it. It's just awesome. So
it really is. Yeah, you're right about that.
You are like the Energizer Bunny. I don't think you have an off button. And
I think you're right, and I think my wife would agree with you.
But that's the only way that you could accomplish this in the year that you have to be able to put it together. And I know your staff is wonderful, and you are always really, really good at calling them out. But the way that you organize everything, whether, you know, even the restaurants in the area and just everything that you do, what is your secret?
Well, my secret is to surround myself with really, really, really good people. And I mean that very sincerely. The city, of course, the town of Sedona, the people who live here, the residents, the businesses, the hotels, the restaurants, the shops, the galleries, they're all so supportive. We are the biggest event that happens in Sedona, and we're very proud of that, and they are very proud of it. They're proud to boast the festival. They're proud to host the filmmakers and the VIP guests. So and that cliche, that saying that takes a village, is so true. And so that makes my job easier every year. You know, I've done this now. This will be my 13th festival. The festival's 23 years old. I've done the last 13 of them. And it just gets easier every year because of the people we surround ourselves and the support that we get. We just keep building on that. And we're hoping that that's noticeable. And obviously it is from you all as well, because you've seen it as audience members and as supporters of ours, that it does get better every year. So we pride ourselves on that. It becomes kind of like clockwork. It's intense clockwork, heavy clockwork, but it's really fun. And the ultimate, the end goal is worth every bit of it.
Well, and the filmmakers, you treat your filmmakers so well. And
we do, and that's one of our things that we're called out on in the industry. People leave our festival and go, we've never been treated this way at a festival before. You know, we were truly honored. We always say, you know, every festival has their celebrities, and I've got a few that we could talk about that are coming, of course. But our celebrities really are our filmmakers. We wouldn't have this festival if it wouldn't be for these people putting their blood, sweat, tears, and bank accounts out to make these important movies. So we treat them accordingly, and we treat them like rock stars while they're here.
Yeah, we so much enjoy, you know, we've developed some relationships with some of the filmmakers we've had on our show and during the year, so we'll have them on again. And we are just huge fans of yours and the Sedona International Film Festival, which, by the way, is February 18th through the 26th. And how do people get tickets? How do they purchase stuff? What do they do?
Yeah, David, there's a bunch of options. You go on our website, SedonaFilmFestival.org, and you can either get a pass, a gold pass, or a platinum pass that gets you unlimited movies. The gold pass is unlimited movies and priority seating. The platinum pass is all of that, plus all of the parties and receptions and the VIP lounge. And then if you just want to dabble, because we know a lot of people just like to come in town for a day or two and sample the festival.
Yeah.
We've got a 10 or 20 film ticket package that is shareable. So two of you can see five films.
Hmm.
You know, two of you can see 10 films. Four of you can see five films. You can share that and split it up any way that you want to. And then, of course, if you're just passing through Sedona for the day and see, hey, this cool festival is happening, you can get last-minute tickets in the rush line. Some of our bigger venues, we do always have space at. We try to for people that are just last-minute, you know, film shoppers. So we have a lot of different options, and there's any way to experience the festival from however you want to experience it.
And it's such a beautiful place to experience this festival in Sedona.
Well, and using Harkins Theater, they have a number of the of their, well, I think you take over the theater, don't you?
We take four of their six screens, yeah.
Yes.
So we've got four of their six screens for the whole week of the festival, plus our own Mary D. Fisher Theater, and then the Sedona Performing Arts Center out at the high school.
And you have the shuttles that'll take people around to get them there so they don't have to worry about parking. I mean, just the organization is phenomenal. How many films, because we've had some directors and producers of some really nice films that we've seen, and we talked to them about you and the Sedona Film Festival, and they're like, oh yeah, we tried to get into that one. That's a tough one to get into. How many films are submitted to you in general every year?
We look at the committee. I've got a wonderful committee and three incredible committee chairs that do this. They all see 1,200 films.
Oh,
that they weed down to the 160 that show in the festival.
Man, that's a lot.
So, yeah, so our and they're broken into three teams, the shorts team, and that's headed by Denise Struby, and Connie Levinson heads our documentary features, and Carrie Oscar heads our narrative features. And they work together as teams, and they really come up with the most well-rounded, incredible lineup every year. And it is tough. You know, we'd love to show every film that we really love and are passionate about. We just don't have enough film slots in the festival. So every year, I'd say between 60 and 80 at least, really good films we have to turn away just because we don't have time slots for them.
Now, in the past, I think, I don't know how far back it goes, but you've given various awards, Richard Dreyfuss, Ed Asner.
Yeah.
And is there anyone this year you're giving an award to?
Yeah, we actually, funny you said, you're the first ones I'm announcing this to. Because we just signed
breaking news.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Right now. We're doing two Lifetime Achievement Awards for sure. We're also working on some other ones that are coming with some people coming from the films. We just don't have them confirmed. But the two that we do have confirmed, we're very excited about. One of them is Cloris Leachman.
Incredible,
and incredibly funny and unpredictable Cloris Leachman.
We've had her on the show before, remember, Dave?
Yeah.
I can just picture you with Cloris. I'm sorry.
Just
balls of energy.
I'm so excited and a little bit afraid. So
yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting her one year with Robert Osborne. I was his guest up at another festival that he wanted me to tag along with him on. And he was interviewing Cloris, and they had this wonderful thing. And we talked about Sedona, and she vowed that one day she'd love to come to our festival. And we made it happen this year. So we're actually kicking the festival off a night early on Friday, February 17th, with Cloris on Comedy, an evening with Cloris Leachman.
Wow.
And we're giving her Lifetime Achievement Award. And then at the end of the festival, the other end of the festival, we're giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Kim Novak.
Oh, you're kidding.
We're going to show Vertigo and have a really wonderful conversation with Kim Novak.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this because, you know, we live in a retirement community, and so our demographic grew up on these
actors,
these people, just like they did with Elliot Gould last year.
So, oh, yeah, he was awesome last year.
Yeah, it's very exciting for us to be able to honor them for their body of work. You know, Cloris remains. I can't believe it's amazing to me that she still holds this record. She's the most Emmy-winning actress in history. She holds the most. No one has beat her yet.
Had no idea about that.
I didn't either. And of course, she's an Academy Award winner and all that kind of stuff. So she's really quite wonderful. She's taken with Sedona. She's been here before into the city, and she loves it. So she's really happy to be coming back.
Now, if I remember, I think I'm right about this, but you said you're happy and a little scared. Are you a little scared because of Fatal Attraction? I think she was in that, right?
I'm a little afraid because she's so
unpredictable. Exactly, exactly. You cannot control Cloris Leachman.
Well, that movie changed America, Fatal Attraction.
Hope. And yet it makes it very, very funny. You know, when I was up with Robert Osborne at the Port Townsend Film Festival, when he was interviewing her on stage, you know, she went off, and as Cloris is known to do, she went off on a tangent and was telling this incredibly funny story. So as any good MC is doing, you're preparing yourself for the next question and how you're going to do that. And Robert was really deep in thought and thought, okay, I gotta figure out what I'm going to ask after this. Well, she looked at him and she thought he was glossed over and was bored by what she was saying. So she tapped on his forehead and waved her hand in front of him and said, Bob, are you asleep? Wake up there. Wake up. In front of 700 people in this auditorium. And it created this really, really funny moment.
Wow.
So I'm kind of like, okay, I got to be prepared, but yet be prepared for anything. And I'm not sure I'll be able to prepare for it.
Wow, we're at the end of the show. But I do want to say it wasn't Cloris Leachman. It was Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
That was Glenn Close.
I feel better now.
But you saw Cloris on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, of course. She's awesome. She's a great star, no doubt. Patrick Schweiss, Executive Director, thank you of the Sedona International Film Festival. We'll see you up there. We really appreciate you. You always do a great job.
So looking
thank
forward.
Thank you so much. See you up there, both of you, and we look forward to having you.
Thank you very much. Wow.
He's amazing, and the film festival is always amazing.
Cloris Leachman and Glenn Close, they sort of look alike.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all right.
All right.
Love two hearts in, love two.
Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Everyone go check out Patterson
in good
theaters
movie.
Now.
And we'll see everyone next week. Everyone get to the Sedona International Film Festival. In February 18th to 26th, we'll see you next week.
Woohoo!